New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
What up? It's always a happy Monday. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman. We're the old school crew coming at you live from 1040 O Street, probably the second or third day of fall. We are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the Metro, or whatever you want to call it. It is 3 days after, or, you know, 2.5 days after the night of the Illinois debacle. I want to make sure I give them their just due, especially after they beat us. A lot has been said, a lot has been combed over, a lot has been rehashed. Obviously, we're last up the bat, so that means that we are batting cleanup. And so part of our job is to clean up some of the theories, but then also recognize some of the stuff that probably needs to be, or I'm sure has been addressed in the last 48 to 72 hours. So, we could start anywhere. We could start from not being able to kick it, through the end zone. When we don't. Who lost the game? Who played good enough to win? Or, you know, what side of the ball played good enough to win? Obviously the hard part is when your lasting impression of both the offense and defense is over in overtime. I'd probably say nobody won or nobody played good enough to win. But I will say, without a doubt, in my opinion, the defense needs to play better to win. And it has nothing to do with 3-3-5.
If I asked you what, if you're first into the locker room, so you're Coach Foreman now, right? Or you're Captain Foreman.
I like
that. Right? You're Captain Foreman, right? That you defensively, you saw the kind of effort and the execution, et cetera.
Right.
What would you say?
Well, I mean, here's the one thing is that, you know, they played hard. They just didn't play good. And they just got beat. I mean, I know you got everybody worried about what defense they're running, when they ran this play, you know, what kind of coverages they're running, what type of offense they're running, all that type of stuff. At the end of the day, they just got beat. The sooner that everybody just comes to the realization that we got beat and we beat ourselves, you actually can move forward in a more positive and in a more, I guess, more constructive, let's call it rehab process. When you start to, like, as soon as you lose, and if you're a fan, oh, this is it and all that, then you start to go back 4 or 5 years. And it's like, it'd be like, you know, you just start dating someone and they get mad at you for like two boyfriends ago. Like, dude, I don't want to hear that, right? Now, granted, you have to have it in your back of the mind because you have to make sure that you're trying to, you know, expunge some of that stuff out of the program. But ultimately, we got beat. We got beat. Now, you probably be, in my opinion, now you can tell me flag, Clyde, or whatever. I've been on both sides of those. You're better off looking at how or why you got beat versus scheme, plays, and all that. Everybody loves the 3-3-5 last year when it's working. And I'm just going to let you know a little secret. They tell you it's the 3-3-5. They run 4 and 5 man fronts. So it doesn't really matter. Now, you can and you can run 3-4 fronts. They do that. I've sat there and watched it. They run 3-4 fronts. Now, do they have Ted Washington, Bruce Smith, Phil Hansen, or Pat Williams and Seth Payne and Gary Walker? No, you can get to it different ways, and that's what the flexibility of 3-3-5 gives you. But when you don't execute and you don't have the intent to match and take the fight and take that win, that's what happens. And that's how you come away from, and I guarantee, and I walked away from that game thinking back to, I don't know exactly what game. There's games that you leave and you feel like you see the run stats. You're like, we were soft. No, you weren't efficient and you weren't good enough. If you have a team that's running the ball, and I think in the second half, they had three, probably even more than that. But I know, well, first of all, they had explosive play in overtime. At least 2 or 3 explosive runs in the second half. So let's just say 4 explosive runs. That just obliterates anything that you did for the other 30 or 40 plays based on you giving up explosive runs. Explosive runs come from 2 things. Missed alignment and assignments, right? Which could also really go into what I'm saying. You lose whoever, we used to call it holding force, whoever setting the edge. If you do not set the edge, and that means don't widen with the edge. That means you set and condense the hole, your run defense won't be any good. You just won't. It doesn't matter. You could have anybody out there.
But and that's the thing, right? Like, okay, you lost a Big Ten football game. That's not the
football game, like, but it's double whammy because you lost a Big Ten.
Right, you lost the Big Ten football game. Yeah. Like, you lost a football game in the Big Ten, Big Ten style play. It's the first real optic that you can digest in full for the season. But it doesn't change any of the team goals. It doesn't change any of the team objectives. It simply says, in the hierarchy of what the team's priorities are, which is one, go 1-0, get 1% better, go 1-0, then win 6 games, then et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So all your goals are still intact and in play. You just failed at the mission.
You just let yourself down.
Yeah, you failed at the mission.
The pain of discipline is always worth it more than the pain of regret. There's a lot of regret because you didn't play up to your expectations, wants, or what everybody thought you could and should. And so that's a lot to deal with. That's what you gotta face. The hardest conversation. I would encourage everybody, if I was in the locker room, said, listen, before you get on your text message and pick up the phone and talking to family, right? Because everybody, it's no different. Me coaching basketball, everybody gets in the car and everybody's talking about everybody else's kid besides their own. Uh-huh. Everybody's going to get on the phone and say, this is what should have happened. You should have ran the ball here. We should have passed the ball here. You should have had this defense in. This guy should have played. Oh, we would have won if this person played. All this. Before you do any of all that, you need to have to take a deep dive into yourself. Even maybe back to the week prior, because there were some leaky yardage against Northern Iowa, and said, have I been handling my business to 100% of my capabilities? Not in this. And here's where you have to be very, very honest with yourself. Stats don't mean don't come to me with stats.
Yeah, data versus what?
It's not
stats because versus fact.
Well, right? Yeah, because you could say, okay, I got two sacks, I got 2 interceptions. Okay, that's fine. That's 2 out of 100 plays. Well, if you haven't played good for 40 other plays, right. Well, you playing like right. You know, you playing like booty.
Well, but we also know that a lot of times people focus on that stuff rather than the result. We talk about.
You can call it the process. Honor the process,
right? That's that thing. Right. Honor the process. Did you do what you were supposed to do? How are you supposed to do it?
And sometimes, you know what? You have to understand also when you're playing against a team with an offensive line, former offensive lineman and an offensive line coach as the head coach, they're going to be very slick with how they do their thing. So you got to expect they're going to be able to run the ball to some form or fashion.
Is it that you're bothered by the fact that that should have been expected and wasn't?
It was expected. They just got beat. They just didn't play. Look,
yeah.
When you get double scooped at a 3 or 4 eye, it don't matter who you got. Ray Lewis, Dick Buckus in it. You ain't stopping nothing. If you don't know who to cover down in the red zone, That's like, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because on the on one of the plays when I think it, the 85 caught the 7 round, right? He was wide open. Well, okay, let's just say Bullock takes the 7 cut. The dude in the flat was open. Mm-hmm. So it's damn if you do, damn if you don't. The problem is you have to figure it out, and it's not coaching because ultimately it's cover one. There's five. I always say there's five guys that can go out. There's five. There's at least five defenders, and there might be six if you have a whole defender that can. You got to cover somebody. So it's either lack of communication or lack of execution, or just kind of just you got beat, or you don't know what the heck you're doing. So those things need to be addressed before you think about any type of coverage. Now,
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you know, and it can't be point the finger because everybody messed up, because it doesn't. This is why I'm not big on the coverages, because say the coach called cover four, I saw him signaling cover one. If everybody playing cover one, it's handled, it right? But when there is no cover saying leave three guys open, everybody's open. Everybody's open. Now the worst part
wasn't drawn up that way.
Well, the better. Well,
that's a surprising play call. We'll never expect to be this
single
drop.
Hey, don't worry about it, guys. Right. Don't worry about it.
You guys got to perform better. And once you get, and this is the problem when I was listening to you guys earlier saying that, you know, some of the guys might have came out tight and the young guys didn't because they don't know no better. Listen, man, you got to get comfortable with getting uncomfortable. You have to be a different player playing against Illinois than you are at UTEP. And you have to be a different player playing against Illinois than you were Colorado. It's a totally different animal. Riding to that game or preparing that week is not how you're preparing against Colorado. Colorado's running the ball out of necessity because they probably get bored. So they're probably in between pass plays. You know what I'm saying?
Fair.
Like, oh, man, you know, look. Fair. All right, I got 6 yards here. You know, all right, let's run the ball here so I can just give me a couple minutes so I can call my favorite pass play so I can go for it on fourth down too. Whereas Illinois, everything is predicated off of the line of scrimmage. And so once you come to terms with that, the answers become crystal clear and easy. But if you sit up here and start to like think about the scheme, the 3-3-5, and you can't run in the Big Ten, that's low-hanging fruit, man. That's like, oh, you lose a game, you can't coach anymore. It's not the scheme. It's that you got to execute because – okay, if we're in a 3-3-5, say we ran a 3-4. Okay, and the same thing happened. We ran a 4-3. Then what? We're running four-man fronts. There ain't just three guys there, and Illinois got, you know, 12 personnel out there, and you're just playing with three guys up there. There's dudes up there at the line of scrimmage, and you just got beat. Show up and don't get beat.
Well, I mean, I think some of what, and again, I've been sitting back listening all day, 48 different conversations about it. And basically at this point, I want to ask the text line what they thought. Only because you have such a finite level of vision to it and knowing what it's supposed to look like and at least having an idea about how to fix it.
Well, I've been in those situations before, though, personally. So I know I've been on both sides. I've been on those sides where you play like booty and you win.
Right.
So then, like, you're sitting over there like, man, we got lucky.
And can it be both? Can it be
the feeling if you really if you are down for the cause and you are really in tune with just that game, the feeling's the same. Now, granted, it's not as bad when you lose, right? But I'm not sitting around with
you
my chest.
You know, if you won and you still played like booty.
Well, okay.
Like you,
I know that. Yeah, right? I've been there. That happens in the pros. I'll never forget it. I'm riding on 6'10".
Right.
And I'm riding on 6'10". Dom Capers calls me up and he says, I need you to be honest with me. And he's like, well, I found out because I used to have a trainer named Tom Colt. This is my dude. And Kevin Bastien as well. Kevin was a head trainer. Tom was the secondary, whatever you call him, trainer. And I was closer with Tom. That's the first dude I met. And I had a serious knee issue that I was trying to just kind of tread water till I could get to the bye week. I literally was. I remember having a conversation with Tom. I said, if I can play well this game, and I've been playing well up to there, if I could just get through this game, I'll be back by the bye week or after the bye, I'll be fine. And he was like, I know, we got a great plan for you. You know, he was going to be like, hey, you know, we're going to have a vet day and all this, you know, blah, blah, you know. So it was already kind of in motion. Well, I got Kevin Donnelly, who played for the Carolina Panthers.
Yep.
Accidentally or inadvertently, his helmet hit my knee. Well, that thing, that bursa sac. Well, if you ever had a swole or a pop bursa sac, you ain't, there's no flexion in your knee. But I'm still playing, but I'm not moving as well. So Dom calls me up, and so pretty much third quarter on, I just didn't look the same. I wasn't moving the same. I don't think I really messed up. I messed up like a tackle, easy, like a layup tackle. Just wasn't effective. We ended up winning the game, though. I didn't play as well. I played good or okay, but I didn't play up to my standard. So I'm riding on 6'10", on the way home. Get Dom, comes across Dom Capers. I remember, had a Sprint phone. Calls up. He's like, hey, you know, we got to have a honest conversation here. I was like, okay. He's like, I want you. He's like, don't lie to me. He's like, how bad is your knee? You know what I mean? And so that's the conversation we had. So I've been on that situation where we won the game. I know I didn't play well. Right. But I've been also where we didn't play well and we lost. And it was a little bit of things. Cause we were kind of, I remember one time in Buffalo, I was talking about when we went to Seattle one year and we got ran through. Okay. But 4 weeks prior, we've been 4-0 and we kind of been, you know, Eric Moulds would make a touchdown. And Eric Moulds one time just took Ty Law to school. Well, that masked some of the defensive deficiencies, right? Messed up a couple times on special teams. Well, the guy dropped the punt, fumble recovery. Well, clock struck 12 against Seattle. The reality check came in. There was some hard conversation in the locker room. Like I said, I saw a couple guys get folded up. I was a young guy, but I saw it. But those are some of the things that happens after this type of game. But once we came down to, and that's the one I talk about, the Kevin Williams, you know, when we had a team to meeting, and he sat up and he said, listen, everybody need to check yourself. Everybody needs to worry. It's not selfish to worry about ME because you have to take care of ME first. You got to handle your business. That means you got to know exactly what you're doing, why you're doing it, how you're doing it, and who you're doing it for before you think about anything else. And then the answers become crystal clear. And we took off from there.
How does that message get translated to this Husker team?
Oh, it's easy.
Right?
You sit down and you watch the tape. Now, first of all, you're going to address some of the big issues. And then you're going to, and it's not, the sky's not falling because everything's fixable. It'd be like last year, a lot of things, but we weren't able to score points. We're able to score enough points. So defensively, if we're supposed to be as good as we think we are and what we should be and what we've trained to be, well, then it's on us to win this game. We didn't. That doesn't mean that we're not good. That means we just didn't play good. So let's sit here and let's have some hard conversations with it. And we'll go, sometimes you go position by position, group by group, grade it real hard. understand why we did it. And it generally, to be honest with you, it's not as bad as it actually looked. It never is. It's never as good as it looks. It's never as bad. And here's another example why how you can really, really get on a run. I remember talking to one of the coaches when Frost was here, and he was telling me that they would sometimes would have a 60-yard run and there would be six mistakes on offense. Well, you can't do that in the Big Ten, right? So there's a lot of things they need to take care of, sure. But you start taking care of the things you need to take care of first, and then everything, all the coverages actually start to look a little bit better.
The talking point is always control the controllables.
Yep.
Right? So then what are those controllables that you can fix?
Yeah.
The things that you can control, right? Some of the stuff, you know.
You can't control the refs.
Right. You can't control the refs.
You can't control the wind.
Weather.
You can't control any
time of game, right. None of that. Okay, fine.
You can control.
So what can you walk into the locker room and get them to be aware of controlling and then to execute control of, right? Sometimes that's preparation. Sometimes that's rest. Sometimes that's greater film study. Sometimes that's better communication. Sometimes it's not being emotional. Get in the moment, settling down. Don't get the penalty because you got all hyped up and tried to do an extra thing. Don't do extra.
Right.
Control the control. How does Captain Foreman get that group to have people just take care of A, B, and C?
Yeah. Well, that's A, B, and C answer. We're up against the clock. Austin's breaking us. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I'm going to have some A, B, and C answers. We might be at Z by the time I get
there's
to
a
it.
Bunch.
But I think it's really simple, but it's, you know, like I said, it's very easy to answer, but it's hard to do but because you got to do what you got to do as far as yourself first. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, old school. We'll be right back.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us.
Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination.
One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants.
Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.